some more about the animals. When you were plowing, how would you tell the mules which way to go?
G and Ha. G is right and Ha was left.
Okay.
Whoa, get up.
All right. How would you call the mules if you wanted them to come? Would they be out?
We didn't have a pasture. We just had a small barnyard.
Yeah. So you wouldn't have to call them. Did you have names for them?
One was Red and one was Blackie. Yeah, we had names for all of our animals.
All the cows?
Uh-huh.
What about the pigs?
Some of them we named.
Yeah.
Some of them we raised as pets and been keeping a lot. They'd follow us around like pets.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And sometimes the old sow would have bad milk and we'd have to raise the pigs on bobbies.
Uh-huh.
We had a lot of enjoyment on the farm, too.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of hard work, but we had a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. So they'd just be out in the yard?
Not as a general rule. That was just one that... My brother-in-law had some pigs, and though Mama had more pigs than she had tits,
mm-hmm.
and one was a little runt that would have died anyway,
uh-huh.
so he jumped took over and took it from the old Mama, and she got after him, and he tore his leg on the pigs, and gave it to my sister, and she raised that little tiny thing, and when it grew up, that was a great big old fat pig, and they had to sell it. We couldn't stand it either.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Would you call them when you feed them?
Suey.
Suey?
Suey, suey. Piggy, 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 piggy. About anything you think of.
What about the chickens when you feed them?
Chicky, chicky, chicky. You have all that written down.
Yeah. As good as I can spell it.
Could you type up all this?
Yeah, well, from some, there's this survey that I work on. Just covers the East Coast. But they went all over the country, different people, you know, surveyed different areas. Mm. Like in the Midwest and down around the Gulf, you know. So they collected all kind of words from people from different places, you know.
Kinds of information.
So it's interesting, I think.
Well, we're more civilized from here in the one you're getting. We were not really backcountry.
Yeah, well... You know, there's some words in the cities, even big cities, that have their own terms for different things. You know? Probably the most famous one is the different words in different cities for submarine sandwiches. You know, some of them call them hoagies, and some call them po' boys, I guess. And so even in the cities, people have different different names sometimes. So, what about, like, frogs? Do you have different kind of frogs around?
Bullfrogs?
Yeah.
We used to eat frog eggs.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Who went out and caught them?
My brothers and friends. They'd go out and catch them, frog giggles.
Did you fry them?
Uh-huh. Mm. They were delicious.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
They were good.
Well, they
taste
all good.
Mm-hmm.
They used to hunt rabbits, and I'd skin them.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd want to have that job. What about any other kind of frogs? Little ones?
Hoppy toads?
Yeah.
They're not a frog, but
they're toads.
They live in water.
Oh, okay. What about the